Calling Erie Insurance. If you know your party's extension, press 1. For claims, press 2. For Erie Family Life, press 3. For customer service, including billing and payment, press 4.
Thank you for calling Erie Insurance Customer Care. Due to unusually high call volume, your wait time may be longer than expected. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, and we thank you for your patience. If you are calling to make a payment, we invite you to do so online at www.erieinsurance.com.
Thank you for calling Erie Insurance. If you have your policy number, please enter the 9. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Thank you for your call. All of our representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. We apologize for the delay in answering your call. Please continue to hold for the next available customer advocate, or feel free to visit us online at erieinsurance.com.
Thank you for calling Erie Insurance Customer Care. My name is Jenna. How may I help you?
Ms. Catherine, I'm an agent, and I just have a question about a customer.
Sure. What's your main agent code, please?
It is DD3563.
All right. And who's the name insured that you're calling on?
His name is Charles Cochran.
Okay. How may I help you?
Sure. So his payment plan was switched from annual to quarterly. He did receive an extension for his bill date to be extended to February 16th, which he's still planning to pay in full on that date. So I was just wondering if you could update his payment plan back to annual.
Okay. Yeah, let me take a look here.
Thank you.
One moment here, just need to see how much it's going to be. Just want to make sure I give you the right amount. It'll be $1,541 then.
Perfect. Okay, great. Yes, that would be wonderful. And then is there any way that you could put a note in there that, I mean, he's still planning to pay on the 16th of February. I just want to make sure that it doesn't revert back to quarterly until that date.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and change it here. And then he's not going to get an invoice. So let me see what they did, because it reverted it back, and I'm not sure. Because they moved the balance to February. They definitely did that, but it kicked
it. That's why. Right. That's why I was a little bit confused of why it had happened. Just want to make sure that it will stay at annual until the 16th when he's able to make payment.
Yeah. Let me go on. Hold. Okay. So we'll go ahead and hold it until the 17th, and he should be good then.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And then I did have another question in regards to a different customer. Would you be able to help me with them as well?
Yep. Let me go ahead and notate this one just a moment here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you.
All right. And what is that policy number?
The other policy number is Q12031-2904.
And who's the name insured for that?
His name is Dante Villagomez.
Okay. And how may I help you with this one?
Sure. So a refund check was issued to him on December 27th. However, he said that he never received it. So I was just wondering if it would be possible to void that transaction and send a new refund check to him.
Yeah, we can do that. One moment here. Is his address on file 41887 Feldspar Place, Stone Ridge, Virginia? Is that correct?
Well, that is correct.
It is correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I'm not sure why he didn't receive it, but
I know the mail is really backed up, so that's probably why. So we'll go ahead and we'll just reissue it, do a stop payment and reissue it. If he does receive one within the next couple of days, just have him destroy that one.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. That sounds good.
All right. Anything else?
No, thank you so much. You've been super helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.